some reality TV is done differently. And if you caught the first season of Love on the Spectrum on the ABC, I think you would definitely know that. The season returns tonight on the ABC. We're joined now by relationship specialist and advisor Jodie Rogers. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning.
Hello, Jodie. Oh, my gosh. The show is so stunning, and you are stunning as well. I'm so happy you're here.
You made my morning. Made my day. It's started.
You've just got such a way about you that is so... Oh, I can't even use the words. You're so nurturing, so caring and understanding. What inspired you to be a part of the show?
I've got a very, in my day-to-day life, I'm a relationship counsellor and sexologist, but I only work with people who are neurologically diverse. So I only work with autistic people or people with cognitive or intellectual disability or people with mental health difficulties where it might be impacting on their relationships. The show itself, they just sort of, I thought they were asking me to help them find autistic people that I knew to be on the show.
Right.
And then they met me and then said, oh, actually, would you be on the show yourself? And you can imagine, I've never been on television before in my life. I have nothing to do with it. So I thought I'd be there for about a millisecond of the first season, and now, of course, it's turned into season two.
Now, if you haven't seen the show before, it is about looking at the diversity of the autism spectrum and helping those people who have these kind of extra hurdles in finding love to actually do just that. You've met some brilliant personalities on the show throughout season one. We're actually going to see some of them return for season two with some new faces in the mix as well. How are the relationships that you've developed with the cast of the show?
Do you know what? I'm a therapist and a counsellor, and so one of the really important things for me ethically is that you don't hang out with somebody and develop a relationship with them
Then
say, see you later, particularly when it's on, you know, the television show feels like it's unreal. But what is nice to know is that Michael, who was on season one, he and I have maintained a friendship. We actually Skype each other on a Saturday afternoon and hang out and have done so for 18 months. So
fantastic.
I consider him my friend. I think he'd consider me his friend. I mean, we spoke on the phone about three times yesterday. Kelvin and I from the first season have been writing a graphic novel together.
Fantastic.
Which is a pretty interesting exercise in itself. But I have maintained relationships with the people from season one, because I think that's how my world works. If you are developing a relationship with somebody, then it's the consistency of that relationship that's really important. And many autistic people find relationships difficult and can be quite isolated. So I know it's reality television, but behind that, there's actually genuine stuff going on.
Now, we all fell in love with Michael. I was actually talking about him in my house last night, watching some of the best bits from season one. We're very excited to see him back. Now, I know you can't tell us too much, Jodie, but...
No.
Does one of the cast members find love at the end? You don't have to tell us who. I just want to know if I'm going to be crying by the end.
Does one of the cast members? Yes.
How exciting.
Oh, it's fantastic. We are speaking to relationship specialist and advisor Jodie Rogers, who's part of Love on the Spectrum, returning to the ABC tonight. Jodie, this show is incredible, not just from an entertainment perspective, but from an education perspective.
Oh, for sure.
I think the exposure of just the general Australian population to people that are neurologically diverse is truly important right now. I'm sure that's a sentiment you would agree with.
David, I couldn't agree with you more. This show's not for autistic people. Autistic people know what autism is.
Yeah.
They live it day to day. It's their experience. This show's for the general public. This show's for the community. And I have seen so many, you know, it's hard for me because I hang out with 7 to 8 autistic people a day and have for 30 years. But I've got friends that have never met an autistic person that have seen this show and said, oh, I didn't realise that this is, you know, it's broken down so many barriers and misconceptions. I've had people say that they've met somebody who's sort of having differing social skills or differing interaction where before they may have gone, you know, what the hell is going on with this person?
Yeah.
Now they're actually having a bit more empathic understanding to the way that we may all interact in differing ways. Mm. I think it's done a really fabulous job for... Sorry, I just tripped over my own words then. I actually do that. But one of the things that I also think is that it's actually developed... It's helped people understand their similarities.
Yeah,
because
a lot so of people true.
Yeah, I feel like that when I'm on my first date. Oh, my God, oh, that's my reaction. So, you know, I think it's actually made... It's given a connection to neurotypical people, to people who are neurologically diverse and showing... We should be celebrating the difference because it's so incredible.
Yeah.
Like, autism is so fabulous, and the rest of us should actually just go be taking a leaf out of the way autistic people are so honest and so upfront. And, you know, it's not a disability, and I think that that's what people really need to think about in lots of ways. There's incredible brilliance and gift to it. So I'm hoping the show does exactly that. I hope it educates.
Oh, and it absolutely does. I grew up with a family member who had a disability, has a disability, and, always thought, oh, this is normal, and was always obviously exposed to that life and that world. I think seeing the families is really, really beautiful, because there's these normal families, the same as your family at home, and then they're shining a light on, hey, there's a lot of us out there. I think the work that you guys do is absolutely incredible, and yeah, you should all just be so proud of yourselves, and I cannot wait to see some love on this show.
That's right.
Thanks, Molly.
Love on the Spectrum Season 2. It is back tonight, 8:30 on ABC TV and iView. Support this show. It's a 5-part series. We are so looking forward to it. Jodie Rogers, thank you so much for coming on and just giving that love and representation to the neurologically diverse community.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
We just had the honour of catching up with relationship specialist and advisor Jodie Rogers. I got a little bit emotional off air just then. I have autism in my life, not me, but someone in my family has autism, and I think having a show like this on Australian television is amazing for representation. You know, having worked in primary schools and having taught kids with autism, kids are incredibly good at normalising and accepting people for who they are. Mm. But I think as we grow up, our acceptance of difference is something that diminishes over time. As open-minded as most of the population like to think they are, I think sometimes people with neurotypical difference or that have maybe a disability, you throw up walls in one way or another.
Because you don't know how to respond.
Right.
Yeah, and it's not... I don't think people are ever putting up those walls intentionally. I think it's just a bit of a, oh, I haven't seen this before. I don't exactly know how to react. And I think, I mean, I myself have grown up with it my whole life, so I've always been sort of exposed to a lot of different people with a lot of different levels of mental and physical disability. But I think this show is really, really important, and it's great that it's normalising all different types of disabilities.
Yeah.
And you feel connected to the cast members because, as Jodie said, we all want to find love, and we all want our family members to find love and live a fulfilled, happy life. And it's really powerful stuff. And I'm really happy that we're talking about it today as well.
Yeah, when it comes down to love on the spectrum, it is just that love part, which is the kind of the universal truth there. So, you know, get around and support this show, if not for any other reason, to learn something about people that are in our community and teaching ourselves about people that are on the autism spectrum.